right. Mojo in the Morning Show. So I have to ask the listeners if I am overblowing something or if I have any people out there that would agree with me on this. I need validation. I always need validation, and you are the only people that validate me. You, the people who feel like I am always right. Thank you. I gave EJ, who is our night DJ on Channel 955, mm-hmm. I gave him some of my clothes that didn't fit me. Like, I had some clothes that were, like, from my, like, ultra skinny days, and I'm not going to get to that skinny anymore. I decided that I can't get down that. I was very, you know, bad in the fact that I thought that I could actually be somebody that was going to be close to the 200 even mark.
That's
you know,
so healthy of you.
It would not be good for. Thank you. Is it? It's healthy of me. You're validating me now.
Oh wait, I take it back. I don't ever want to validate you. I'm on Team EJ before I even know what's going on.
For those that want to know what my actual weight is. My actual weight is, I weighed myself just the other day, and I was 207, I think it was 271 pounds. So I was over 300 pounds. Like, you know, that was not healthy. And I need to lose probably another 40 pounds, but the lowest that I ever was, and it's actually the picture that I have on my my personal Facebook and Instagram page, is where I was 218 pounds. I was actually in seventh grade and weighed 215 pounds. Wow. Like that's how big I was in seventh grade, because I was 6'2" in seventh grade. I was same height, just maybe an inch or two smaller or shorter. So long story short, and I should just get right to the story here. EJ, that rotten son of a bitch. I gave him all of my jean jackets that I can't fit into and I'll never be able to fit into again. And they're nice jean jackets. First off, who needs five jean jackets anyway? But I had five jean jackets. I had every different type of jean jacket. I had, you know, faded denim. I had dark denim. I had black. I had blue. I had all kinds of
I get that. I get different colored denims.
Well, and I couldn't fit into the size, too. That was the other thing. So I sent them to EJ, and EJ, for those that don't know, lives in Los Angeles because he also does the night show for our sister station, Kiss FM. Well, I sent him all these jean jackets, which were a lot of jean jackets, and I didn't check the pockets to see if there was money in the pockets, only to find out that two of the jean jackets had money in the pockets. And EJ told me that they had money in the pockets, but he won't give me the money back.
Well, how much money are we talking?
He said that, I said to him, I go, how much money was in the pockets? And he said to me, it was over $25, but he won't tell me the exact amount.
But what a dummy. Why would he tell you? Because once he tells you, he has to do the right thing and be honest, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Normally has been forwarded to an automatic voice message now he's system. Done. Seven.
I'm going to give his number out. I'm just going to give it out over to everybody. Call him. Actually, Reese, do me a favor.
I got you.
Post the picture of EJ in the jean jacket and post it up on our story so that you can check it out. Oh, this is Megan.
That's
Megan.
So I've been trying.
Post it on the story and then put EJ's, you know, Instagram on there and tell people to attack him, to tell him that he's got to give me my money back.
To be fair.
Right. Thank you.
I think this is a prime case of finders keepers.
No, it's not.
I think so.
You gifted him.
So let me ask you guys, if you gave a couch to somebody,
mm-hmm.
all right, like that couch that Shannon gave Reese,
if
in the cushions there was like Shannon's money, Reese would be obligated to give that money mm-hmm. back to Shannon
no.
because he only got the couch, he didn't get the money.
Which no. question are you asking? What should we do or what would we do?
Well, if somebody, how about this, Spike, you've given things to people.
Yeah.
How would you feel if somebody got, say, is there a, you know, I don't know. If this could be like $50 or something like that, mm-hmm. and if there was like $50 is a lot of money. Plus, I would hope
they would call me and be like, "Hey, I found this in your pocket and give it back to me." But otherwise, I hope they wouldn't mention it, because then if you want to keep it, just don't tell me, and I don't know it's gone. I'll never know.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, Mojo. Your wife Chelsea is giving my wife a bunch of her old shoes. If there's money in those shoes,
I looked.
You are not getting that money.
I searched already. Yeah, Chelsea posted up on her her Instagram that she's getting rid of a bunch of shoes. Anybody wear her size, and your wife and Chelsea are the same size shoes.
If there's money in there, I'm taking it.
So
obviously, you didn't need the money because you didn't even check the jean jackets before you handed them over.
EJ says, I'm on an airplane right now. I'm bumping you through the sky. Here, I'm going to tell him, pick up. Pick up.
Can he pick up on a flight?
I thought you weren't allowed to do voice calls still.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, but what? Here, let's see if he does it on a voice call or on a FaceTime.
FaceTiming in the sky.
Yeah.
He can fly twice as high. Give us a look.
He's not going to pick up. You want to know why? Because he doesn't want the flight attendant to arrest him when he lands.
He should be, I mean, he's a close enough friend. He should know not to tell Mojo, you can't do this, because now you're going to do this.
Lexi, hi. Do you think EJ should have to give me my money back?
No. Honestly, it's a finder's keepers. But, like, I had my friend babysit my kids when I was working, like, 3 years ago. And I had, like, $160 or $80, something like that, in an envelope for her on the counter. And I got home, and the money was gone, and we couldn't find it anywhere. So, we searched everywhere, and we ended up selling our couch. And I'm pretty sure the money was in there because the people were, like, super cool. They're like, oh, it looks great. I'm like, yeah, you might find some things in there, like, because I have kids. It might be a little toys or whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, we found some big things in there. And then they blocked me on Facebook.
Wow. That's the move.
But, like, still, like, it's a joke. Like, to this very day, I'm like, when we move out of our house, we're like, the next people might find, like, almost $200 in the envelope. That was for my friend or whatever. But it's $25. Let them have it.
You know what, though? But $25 is $25. I would spend that money on these guys. I would buy these guys.
Lies. Don't let him lie to you.
You probably paid that for shipping, though.
I did. I had to go to the UPS store, and it cost me probably $17 to ship that to him. What's up, Rachel?
What's up, Mojo?
I thought she said ship.
Nope. I thought she did too.
Oh, she said no. No. I'm sorry. You should check your stuff before you send it, is what you're trying to say.
Before you send it. Yep.
You just, by the way, the reason why I need that $25 now is I have to pay a $100,000 fine from the FCC for your swearing just now.
Oh, no.
Now you need to go on my side on this one, not EJ's side.
No, I can't. Once it's there, it's there.
Are you the type of person that goes to, say, Salvation Army, and you go to the store and you look through the pockets just to see if anybody left it? Do you think they have? Do they have a person at Goodwill or Salvation Army that does that? Just goes through pockets?
Yeah.
Yeah. The employees.
Yeah, they have intake employees whose job it is to get everything ready for the floor, and they clean things up, check pockets.
My aunt used to work at a dry cleaner's, and she would find thousands of dollars in the pocket.
Wait. Now I feel like dry cleaners have to give you that back.
I don't know.
No,
because they know who they got it from.
Finders keepers does not apply.
It's a business.
I don't know. I think Megan's right on this one. Your aunt is a thief.
She's right on that one too. Yeah, I think she's right on that one too. Because I asked my aunt, I'm like, don't you have to give that back? And she's like, well, we clean it. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter. So.
Wow. Kelsey, what's going on? It's Mojo in the Morning.
I'm just trying to say that I'm just like Mojo. I'm petty, and I want that money back. I just paid $17 to give you those jackets. Then I'm going to get that $25 back.
If you want to see what EJ looks like, go up to our story and look, and then I want you to send him a DM and tell him he's a rotten bastard.
You can see what he looks like.
Oh, I will.
In a jean jacket and a $50 haircut.
Yeah, wouldn't it be crazy if I'm paying for this guy?